Something is wrong. Something very strange is going on. People from all walks of life and from every corner of our planet feel it. Something is wrong. Those with faith in biblical prophecy suffer less with the problem as they look to the Bible and their faith for grounding. But even they have questions. They feel it too. We all do. Something is wrong. It is the intention of this short podcast to enter into the darker side of human history with the hope that it might be as a guidebook to what is happening and to what has happened to get us here. We can't promise that it won't be blunt, disturbing, and world-shattering, but we can promise that it will be the truth, at least as much of the truth that can be gleaned from the maze of lies meant to disguise it. When you do feel like your foundation is made of sand, remember the words of Jesus Christ when he said, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free."
There's one small step for man.
We are as a people opposed to secret society, the secret oaths, and the secret machines.
We are opposed around the world.
Any attempt to achieve world order before that time
conspiracy
must be the work of the devil.
It relies primarily on covet means.
Well, join me. I'm glad to sit here at the right hand of Satan.
The vision of Joel has been fulfilled.
So the name of this project is FunVax.
We don't just need more money for more vaccines for children eventually. We need more money to plan for the second pandemic. There's going to be another pandemic.
We'll eliminate this behavior. And we believe that's the best way to get
that. My preferred pronouns are he, him, his.
Do you think the first gay president or the first woman president?
We already have it with Obama, so let's just calm down. We kill the shell. It's a trend.
But you know, there's quite an awakening coming.
The greatest secret of modernity is that life, all life, was created by God, and that he is opposed in his creation by an archdemon whom we call Lucifer. They are not beings equal in power. God is all-powerful, while Lucifer only gains power through influence. Lucifer is destined to lose in the end, but God permits his atrocities within seemingly extreme limits until a set future day when all creation will be judged for their actions and all wrongs will be righted. In the end, Lucifer will be completely destroyed and handed over to the second death. But it is not the purpose of this episode to delve too deeply into the basic tenets of Christianity, although we will from time to time. Here, we state it so as to use it as a foundation in order to understand modernity correctly, since both our lives and our demise have been intelligently designed. While we will embrace all history as our guide, this episode is dedicated to exposing the number one motivation behind the chaos we are all feeling around us. Let's step into the darkness, or as the Luciferians say, let's go down the rabbit hole. At the close of World War II, while both the Allies and the Axis were dividing up the world with the various Nazi leaders, scientists, and engineers, the wealthiest members of our planet were concerned about what they perceived as being a major shift in human history. Prior to the Great Wars, men tended to marry later in life after they had established a means to support a family, and women tended to work hard in the fields with their men in order to homestead. The Great Wars had shifted the realization among many that life was short and fleeting. Young people reasoned that if they didn't marry early, they might never get the chance, as so many were killed in the Great Wars. The industrial nature of modernity also allowed women to either work the factories or stay home and be homemakers. Crackerjack houses, modern conveniences, strongly based gender roles, the concept of the American dream, and commercialism introduced to the world the baby boom generation. This explosion of human population terrified the wealthy elites of the world. They were certain that the planet Earth had very limited resources, and that without some form of intervention, humanity would destroy the planet. They agreed with Darwin that might made right. They reasoned that modern conveniences were actually interfering with natural selection, and that if something weren't done, humanity was destined to de-evolve with the planet. As the major property holders, they reasoned that they were also the ones illuminated enough to save the world. In planning this, they fell back on their roots and ancient plans, many as old as Cain and Nimrod, but better articulated by Plato, Johann Adam Weishaupt, H.G. Wells, and Aldous Huxley, among others. On the 29th of May, 1954, these self-appointed lords of all the Earth gathered at Oosterbeek, Holland, at the Bilderberg Hotel to discuss, as the public would later be told, concerns about living in eternal peace and how to guarantee that no future world wars would ever happen again. From these meetings, it was reasoned that mankind had two choices. Either stop the coming baby boom, in other words, lower the population, or find a way to colonize space and thereby give humanity more elbow room. Once you know this, you can correctly understand all of the agendas pushed upon the people since that date. For example, what do the following completely unrelated agendas all have in common? Let's play that which of these things is just like the other game. Roe versus Wade, the ozone layer, the mark of Gideon, worldwide pandemics, recycling, forced supplementation and medical injections, eugenics, wilderness zones, transgenderism, the Ministry of Truth, zero population, tranny genderism, monosodium glutamate, carbon tax and carbon credits, homosexual marriage, global food shortages, China's one-child policy, militant Zionism, sustainability, mass sterilization, eminent domain, mRNA, ethnic cleansing, the food guide pyramid, socialized medicine, the Baphomet, Earth Day, and becoming a law unto one's self. If you guessed D, all of the above, you guessed correctly. Does it sound a bit like the same thing over and over again? Well, bingo. That's because it is. It's 66 ways of pushing the same agenda. The belief that the world is overly crowded with limited resources and filled with too much people. It is the same sermon with different terms from so-called various experts, all claiming that the same solution is the only answer. Lower the population. Before we finish this song. While that agenda was being pushed, the idea that space could be colonized was also pushed upon us. The same science that was improving our lives in modernity and coming to the conclusion that the Earth was going to eventually run out of resources and be overpopulated could also give us the answer by taking us into space. What do these things have in common? Alien abductions, NASA, Kal-El, Carl Sagan, Baby Yoda, the moon landings, Chariots of the Gods, Futurama, Space Force, the Martian Chronicles, Reagan's Star Wars Initiative, biodomes, astronauts and cosmonauts, Tomorrowland, the Justice League, the Space Shuttle, ETs, cloning, sci-fi, the Van Allen belts, Jean-Luc Picard, cryogenics, wormholes, UFOs. All are an attempt to push humanity's hard-earned tax dollars and public resources into getting mankind into space as our next manifest destiny for more elbow room. Now we all know that power and money corrupt, and absolute power and unlimited funds corrupt absolutely without limit. It was not too long before the dark plans of the elites got darker. It was one of the house rules of secret caucuses in combination that Whatever happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Unless you're Prince Harry Windsor and you're having a naked orgy party at the MGM Grand. Then your pictures get passed around the internet, as some of his bodyguards and female guests did. But generally, one does not out nor quote directly the plans and people within a Kabbalistic meeting. Thus ideas, plans, and arrogant nonsense can be freely shared, and what-ifs are openly what-ifted. We know quite a bit about the topics, discussions, and musings of these secret meetings because the so-called little nobodies, worthless eaters, are starting to talk. It is a mortal flaw of the rich and powerful that they, like the royals of England, have grooms of the stool and whipping boys and dog's bodies. These are people who do everything from dressing them, feeding them, and literally wiping their butts. They are servants whom their earthly masters see as dogs, pets, or furniture. They are in their master's eyes as subhuman. Internet search the video of the young boy escaping naked out of Buckingham Palace's window as an example of what we're talking about. These human wallpapers are privy to everything that goes on, from the elite's dining table to their privy. What started happening was really very simple. As arrogant elitists spoke their diabolical plans for the greater humanity, the servants began to become alarmed at what they were hearing and felt the moral need under God to warn the rest of us. They are at least trying to, although most of the prince's hairyless bare butt photos have vanished from the internet. Just one of the perks of money and power. And the news and internet fact checkers owned by the royals and the cabal say that some of this never happened, such as the naked boy escaping the palace in broad daylight from the top floor. The royals say it was all a joke or fake news, but you can see him fall to his death during one of the changing of the guard parades in front of the public, which at first finds it's funny, until the shock of it wears off. Go and see for yourself. While the butlers and butt wipers of the rich elite were speaking out, the underlings of the Luciferian community also began to become alarmed at the agendas of their high wizards and witches. These low-ranking Satanists enjoyed the lifestyle they were living. They enjoyed living with one eye shut, to use their symbology. They liked the freedom they had in our modern world to live, party, and play with the rest of us while keeping their secret rituals in the dark. In short, they didn't want the world to change nor follow the agenda of their upper-ups in creating a new world reality. These also began talking. Thus, what you're about to hear comes from them. It didn't take long for those in charge to realize that space colonization was not a viable option. The number one challenge was Earth's radiation rings, known as the Van Allen belts. But after that, their next problem was finding an inhabitable planet close enough to get to. Please note that after nearly a century of searching and zillions of dollars that could have gone to help the poor and needy, we have still found zero additional inhabitable planets. So, the focus returned to population control on Earth in earnest. When it became clear to those in power that humanity was not embracing their depopulation agenda, it was deemed necessary to take more drastic measures. The world that the rich and powerful envision has no more than 500 million people worldwide. This is a problem because there are currently over 7 billion people on the Earth now. These 500 million were to be controlled by a one-world government in Marxist style, where a vanguard, their word, of ruling lords controlled all aspects of life on Earth. A strict class structure in Nazi style would control everything. It was to be a blend of feudal serfdom mixed with modern technology. It was said that base humanity would own nothing and be happy. Of course, this would be because the rich and powerful would own everything, but that doesn't mean the rest of us would be happy. We would just have to take their word for that. Depopulation now is their prime agenda. The good news is that they are going to run out of time. And that while many have, are, and will yet suffer due to their agendas, many in the world are starting to wake up and ask questions. So, who are these people? And why are they doing this? Something is wrong. We are going to explore all of these things and more together, albeit somewhat randomly. The surest way not to miss anything is to subscribe to our show. Subscribing doesn't do anything for us, but it will alert you whenever a new episode is released. We also can't promise that you're going to want to know all of the things we will be exploring together, but we can promise you that most of it will be the truth. We are rapidly approaching a time when one will not be able to bury their head in the sand and not reap the whirlwind. You will find that on a soon-to-come future evening, you will have to choose a side. Not choosing will also be a choice. It is our hope that together we will make the right choice and choose truth, for that is the only way to freedom. We can also promise you more than one surprise. Fair use claim. We are claiming fair use for the items in this podcast in which we do not own the copyright. United States law allows us to use items copyrighted by others in this podcast without their permission in the manner that we have under fair use. American courts have ruled that using another's copyrighted items in this manner is crucial when commenting and illustrating subject matter. Otherwise, news and commentary in the public discourse would be hindered, which is a violation of our constitutional rights, including our freedom of speech and freedom of the press, etc. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free.